The time is at hand. The commission is being made. Word has reached the ears of Jesus in his area that his cousin John has been arrested, the one who has gone out into the desert, the one crying out in the desert to make ready the way of the Lord. And on hearing of his death, and after the report of perhaps even with that report of being arrested, he's probably also received word that Herod has done what he thinks he can to silence the word by John's beheading. And though it would have probably been an event that would send most prophets, or most prophets not of the origin of our faith, you know, into hiding, our Lord goes out generously, with an audacity to speak even louder. Although he doesn't point to somebody else, as John did, he is the Word. He is the very inspiration. And with it, he commissions others to be repeaters, those to resound what he has to say, to echo it to all nations, beginning with Simon, known as Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James and John, those closest to him, according to the tradition of our Gospels. And though Saint Mark speaks of these encounters with a bit of brevity, you can imagine that, as you approach all narratives and with a kind of a human hermeneutic, you take into account the humanity in here. The offer that Jesus gave must have been irresistible. More than just the look in his eyes. Definitely his reputation that had something to do with it. The way he spoke, as he is the Word of God itself. But it does us good to perhaps even look to the accompanying Gospels like the Gospel of Luke to see how he persuades his followers. The Word doesn't just speak by itself, but it presents a flavor. Makes it's enticing to hear. Mesmerizing. It would have to be. If anyone is going to leave their entire livelihood, drop their nets, all that they have, that's their business, that's their livelihood, like as much as like a sheep would just abandon all of, if these fishermen were shepherds, to leave all their sheep in the wilderness or to others, they're abandoning their entire livelihood and placing all their chips on Jesus, all their eggs into his basket. He's quite a salesman if he can pitch the gospel that well. But as we consider how Jesus truly affects us by the flavor of the message of the gospel, we need to keep in mind that we are called to bring a similar approach to our own evangelization. First, by our ongoing conversion. The Holy Father has been reiterating recently, as has Pope Benedict, as I've been researching some of the homilies that have occurred on this day, the third Sunday of ordinary time over the past several years. The Church calls for a coming out of ourselves. There's always an abandonment. An abandonment, or perhaps a better word would be surrender. And you're going to feel it. It's not just a figure of speech that we use, but it's a weight that we do feel. It's not easy to abandon certain ways of life or certain ideas. It's especially hard to abandon ideas. And it would be unfair for us to assume that, you know, Peter and Andrew, James and John, and others whom Jesus called to himself around this time would have just been, yeah, sure, why not? Every step out of ourselves takes courage. It takes a grace. Not easily done, but it must be done all the same. And not just at one time. Every day. A conversion that is repeating itself in new ways. You know, tomorrow we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And in many ways, you could say that, I mean, aside from the drama of the way that he experienced his conversion, we can relate a lot to his circumstance. He sincerely thought he was a believer, a defender of the Word of God, a Pharisee, one who was learned in the law, and he thought he was doing God justice. He had some faith. But with the coming of Jesus, with the encounter of Jesus, it demands more. Which does include, as it did for him, an abandonment of certain assumptions that he once had. St. Mark often hear Jesus say, oh, where is your faith? St. Luke often says, you of little faith. Which is probably more accurate, probably it's definitely more gentle. But it's probably more accurate for most. Most have some faith. Well, there's always more to be had. Which is why we're always hearing the urgency of the call. Keep converting. Keep listening. As we remain within the spirit of the new year that is upon us. Many people are ready for some novelty. They're ready for something new. Let's take advantage of that right now. St. Paul says in the letter we just read, the time is running out. However, that time doesn't just mean the time of the world is running out. The attention span of those who are out there, even ourselves, even amongst ourselves, it is running out. People won't listen forever. So let us listen while we can. The older we become, the more ingrained we become within our ideas, the harder it is to let go. The deeper our roots go into our current assumptions, our current ideas, the harder it is to let go and submit further to the deeper treasures of the Eucharistic reality. So with that voice of urgency, let us be generous with ourselves. Keep those ears open and be ready to respond at a moment's notice as these fishermen, these poor simple fishermen drop their livelihoods to embrace the mission. Thanks be to God.